Morning, Gutho.
Good morning. How are we?
You're really well, thanks. I know you love your golf. Have you played here before, New South Wales?
I have before. It wasn't a good day. I think I lost multiple balls. It was a little bit windy, so I was coming straight off the sea, and it wasn't a fun day.
Yeah. Now, Gutho, Biddo's the only guy here that's playing. Clarkie and I, we don't rate ourselves as golfers. I just want you to rate Biddo just from what you see of him. Do you think he's a good golfer? Do you think he's a poor golfer? How do you think he'd act on a golf course?
I think he'd be all right. I reckon you'd be good, Biddo.
Ah, oh, mate, you're a good man. I'll tell you what.
He's got all the gear.
You'd be better than me.
I'll be better after a couple of drinks, I'll tell you that.
a couple of looseness.
And, mate, you were fantastic the other night against Manly. Unfortunately, it's another four-point defeat. So that's three of them. Incredible. Again, it shows, though, you're really not that far away, but reality is you're 0-3. So how's morale, Gutho? To what extent has it been tested?
Yeah, morale's it's still really high. Obviously, it's been disappointing. We haven't been able to get off the nudie yet. But look, they've been really close games, and we really fought hard to stay in it to the 80th minute and fought the whole way. But we're just killing ourselves at the moment and shooting ourselves in the foot by letting teams off the hook when we do get in front. And again on the weekend we fought back to get in front, and we just gave too many penalties on late in the tackle count. And against a quality team that have Turbo and Cherry and those types of players, they're going to make you pay, and that's what they did. And we're still fighting. It doesn't get any easier this week, but look, that's the way we're playing, and we just need to fix up a few things and we'll be right.
Yeah, Gutho, I guess the positive is, like you say, you're only just getting beaten, but how do you turn that around this weekend?
Yeah, as I said, it doesn't get any easier. Penrith off a bye, so... we've got to make sure we turn up, and it's a few moments in the game which we're getting wrong, and it's been different individuals each week, and that's the positive in the review. We know what we've got to fix, but we just keep doing it, and we're not going into a game and going, oh, look, this is where they beat us, it's where we beat ourselves, and that's what we need to fix this week, and if we do, we're going to be with a good chance.
Okay. Can I ask, Gutho, how do you fix it? Because you've identified the problem and you've identified it for 3 weeks in a row, but nothing's changed. So how do you actually do it?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's on the individuals that are making the mistakes and that are costing us. And that's where the ownership and accountability has to stand up. And that's where you've got to be better and keep working hard, and things will change. When you work hard, things change. Luck starts going your way. The bounce of the ball goes your way, and the last probably few games, the bounce of the ball hasn't gone our way, but that's rugby league, and we just got to stay in it and keep believing in what we're doing.
How frustrated do you get as a leader, because you're playing extremely well at the moment, and others around you that have similar experience are constantly making those same errors each week?
It is frustrating, but look, as I said, it's rugby league. Things are going to go wrong, and it's about being able to defend the error, and at the moment we're sort of giving them an easy penalty, then another penalty, then another penalty, then a try. And when you give good teams back-to-back-to-back sets, they're going to make you pay, and that's what's been costing us. But we're staying in the fight, and we showed again on the weekend, even with that late intercept try from Homoli, we still went down, they got the short kick off and tried to score and gave ourselves a chance. And that's what we've got to keep doing, and the luck will turn.
Gutho, Ryan Madison back this week. We've spoken a bit about, obviously, what happened after the grand final, him making that decision. Can you tell us what happened in-house and the conversation with Ryan, Parramatta, NRL, how that went down, and then how he wanted to change his decision, but obviously couldn't do that? What's that felt like from a player's perspective, and how's the comms been with him?
It's obviously after a grand final loss, you sort of, you're pretty devastated. You just want to get away from it. And I think at the time he was pretty angry and believed that he hadn't done it. And obviously a short time after, wanted to change that decision. And the club and all the players supported him in trying to change that decision. But the NRL didn't see that he could. And it's a bit disappointing, because after a grand final loss, that's the last thing you want to sort of be thinking about. And with a bit more time, he probably would have went the other way. But look, now we've got him back now, and he's a big in for us. So he's going to give us a lot of confidence going into this week.
Well, you lost that grand final to Penrith last year, and I know this is a different season. Do you take anything out of that game that you learnt that you can use this weekend?
You take a lot. You take a lot of disappointment from that last game. We had four big battles last year against them, and I thought all four games were outstanding games of footy, and it was 2-2 last year, and they got us in the big one. But, look, it's always a good battle. There's going to be a big crowd, and we just got to go out there, play our game, and try not to make those errors and the big moments in the game, try and get them right, because that's what Penrith do so well week in, week out. They just stay in the game and try and force that other team into making that mistake first.
But let's face it, when you look at them, well, I mean, to what extent have they lost, I guess, what they had in not having Coruscant and Kikau, and to what extent do you feel like you can exploit this new Penrith, so to speak?
Oh, it's obviously still a great team. They beat South and only just lost to the Broncos. So obviously still quality players there. And when you've got Cleary, Luai and the likes of Yo in the middle, they're always going to be a great team. And we have to go out there, as I said, play our style of footy and get to where we want to do on the field. And I think we've got enough points in this. It's about going out and defending well.
Yeah, you talk about Nathan Cleary's kicking game. He's very, very good. How do you limit the impact, knowing that he's going to put those big floating bombs up to you? Is that on the team with kick pressure, or is it on more so dominating the tackle before he's about to kick it? Like, how do you go about planning to stop his raids that you're going to receive?
Yeah, it's pretty hard, to be honest, Loz, because he is so good at it. He puts himself in positions where the kick pressure struggle to get to him, and he can still get him away. But you know they're coming. You know that they're going to be coming. It could be one. You could get 10 in a game. But it's just about going after the ball. I've learned over the years, you may as well just go after it. And if you drop it, you drop it. But when you're tentative with it, you're never a chance. So I just go get it. And just if you do drop it, put it on the kick pressure for not getting there and blaming them, really.
Give it to him, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Gutho, go well, mate. Huge game, and hopefully we're talking about you getting your first win of the season next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck having the course, mate.